All right, if you're with me now, I'm going to assume that you have now completed all your exams. Congratulations! This means you have now graduated level 1. This is quite an achievement because it shows that we have now established a certain level of relative pitch in our ear's awareness. It shows we have successfully programmed, very correctly, the proper spellings of the intervals, along with the actual qualities of the sounds of the intervals. This is very important. If a friend of yours comes up and says, "I hear a perfect fourth and I'm going to spell it E-flat, G-sharp," then immediately you think, that doesn't sound quite right. It should be D-sharp, G-sharp, or E-flat, A-flat. See, because you have taken the time to properly catalog your intervals in your mind with their proper spellings, your mind is more organized. And because relative pitch is the mind's understanding of what the ear hears, when the mind understands more clearly, the ear is able to hear more clearly. It becomes more powerful. The ear is capable of unlocking to a greater degree. And this is what we're achieving in this course. In addition, we're also noticing that when we're listening to music, we are able to transfer this knowledge into whatever we're hearing. Many of us have already noticed that from time to time, the intervals will just pop out at us. We hear a perfect fifth over here, and a perfect fourth over there, and a major third over there, even without trying. For instance, if we're listening and we hear this, immediately, it sounds like a perfect fifth, or a perfect fourth, major third, minor third, perfect fifth. In fact, some of you may have even noticed that every time you play one of these tapes, the theme song has a certain interval in it. See if you can tell me what it is. They're all the same interval, and I'm sure you can tell that they are all perfect fifths. See, your ear is able to unlock something which previously might not have been as clear. The ear is now able to put the music into greater focus. See, all those are perfect fifths. It's just that we embellish them with a trill. But they're all perfect fifths. Later on, we come to major and minor sixes. But that will have to be the subject of level number 2, where we will also talk about the inversions of the major and minor chords, as well as a number of other things. So you have done very beautifully, and I'll see you then tomorrow. You don't have any homework assignment. I'll see you tomorrow on level number 2.